Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I am so excited to be here. We got some great guests that we're going to be talking about. John, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, very good. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's great over here for another beautiful Saturday.
There you go. All right. We had a really great time last weekend. Oh. I had, the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We saw so many people out there. It had such a great time, and it's always inspirational. I love it.
You walk around and you see the people with their little, what are they called, tiaras?
Yeah.
They're survivors.
Yeah.
And they're so proud.
Yeah.
And they're
wow.
there. It's
yeah.
amazing.
And then Thousand Oaks Street Fair was a hit. I had 20,000 people. I don't get really nervous very often, but I'm telling you, it was a lot of people. And I saw so many people I haven't seen in a long time. So it was really,
awesome.
Really fun. So if you guys get a chance next year to be a part of that or to, get a chance to get out there, please.
And your donuts were good too.
Were
on Saturday.
They?
Oh, yeah,
thank
the donuts.
You. So yeah, they went like a whoo. Yeah, so anyways, thank you to our sponsors for that, too. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we always love to give back here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I always like to start with something uplifting. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. And the first to forget is the happiest. Does that, it's interesting. I just got done writing another one of my columns. And, life is too short. Look at all these things that are going on. I have to tell you is, we used to think like, who's going to hold out the longest?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Be happy. And
what
isn't
was the
that
first
great?
Part?
first is to apologize is the bravest.
No, if you're married, to apologize is the smartest.
There you go, right? And then the first to forgive is the strongest. And then the first to forget is the happiest. So, yeah, nice. As we get older, I think it's, like, easy. My husband's like, remember we were just fine? I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nope.
I can't remember anymore.
No time for that.
Exactly. Well, anyways, again, we are excited. We want you to be a part of all of our stuff. We have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and all of our guests are in it. All of our events are in it. And if you have an event or a business that you want to share on our show, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to spread the word for you. And of course, our show is all about listening, learning, and laughing. And again, the brighter side of life. You can also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or my website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. And again, I just want to make sure that you, if you're on social, follow us there, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all of those. We're a part of all of those, and you can learn a little bit more about our show and be involved in our inspiration every single day, starting your day in a positive way. I do want to talk about our first guest is author and Erica Flint and her book, Reprogram Your Weight. I love that. I love mm-hmm. books that, you know, and I think she talks about stop thinking about food all the time, regain control of your eating, and lose the weight once and for all. You know what's interesting? The word diet makes me hungry.
What are the first three letters, though, of diet?
Diet. You can't.
No.
Exactly. And once you can't, I want to, you know? So I'm excited to hear about that. Then we have Athena Dean Holtz, and her book is Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness. And it's really, I think it's going to be interesting. I think sometimes life happens, and I think it's a full circle. And so sometimes things that we don't really think we're going to be like, you know, like we all end up like kind of like our mom or our dad, you know. Isn't that interesting? You think like, oh, I'm not going to be like them. And then guess what? All you see, you look in the mirror and you're like.
Yeah, but then you also realize that I'm thankful.
Exactly.
I'm truly thankful. So, if I could, I would.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. But you know, when you're young. And I want to say young and dumb, right? You don't always know that those are the, you know.
Well, then that we're none of that.
I know, exactly. Thanks, John.
We're mature and smart.
There you go. I love it. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We have the Rubicon Theater, their presentation of Taking Sides. It starts October 25th, and it moves to all the way through November 12th. Another great show by the Rubicon Theater. Rubio's Original Fish Taco. Their mission is to serve coastal food that you can feel great about eating. We also have the delicious and delightful California Kettle Corn. Los Angeles Zoo tickets, if you want information on that, www.lazoo.org. And finally, Pete's Breakfast, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce available. All are great.
There you go. All right. Well, let's just start off with some Rubicon tickets. And, of course, that is Taking Sides. And, of course, it starts October 25th all the way through the November 12th. And we have a set of tickets for you. Again, thank you so much. Erica, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Okay.
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks for having me today. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good. We were just talking about you and, of course, your book, Reprogram Your Weight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here
today. Yeah. So is this your, how, you know, do you have other books or is this your book?
I do have another book. Reprogram Your Weight is my first book, and I do have a second book. It's called Lighter, and that's going to be in bookstores next July.
Lighter. Okay. Okay. That is perfect. And then also, let's see, okay, perfect. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was in software engineering, actually in Silicon Valley for many years. And, you know, I love computing and I love programming, but I got to a place in my life where I just wasn't fulfilled. You know, I think a lot of us go through that experience. And so I started seeking out new things to do, and I wanted more, you know, something more in my life. And this is when I found hypnosis. And hypnosis is just fascinating. Hypnosis allows us to tap in to a deeper knowing, a deeper understanding. So if you've ever been thinking, I know what I should do, but I have a hard time following through, hypnosis is a really good way to
every single
out
day, right? You know, I'm like, God, I need to really start working out. That's probably one of my things, you know, that I just, not even to get your, it's more to help my body. Do you know what I mean? My strength and all that. And yet, I guess what? I don't do it. And I need to just put it on my calendar.
There's so many ways to do that. Part of it might be for you having clarity. Why do you want to work out, right? Is it like what's the real reason and getting associated to that? But hypnosis, that's exactly what hypnosis would help you uncover.
Oh.
And so in my practice, I transitioned to a full-time hypnotherapist. So now I get to help people reprogram what I consider to be the most powerful computing device in the world, and that is the human mind. So I'm still doing some computing, and I think my my years as a software engineer have really helped me understand what's really going on in the minds of people. Like, how can we know what to do but not follow through?
Mm.
What's going on with habits? What's going on in the brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started helping people lose weight with the power of hypnosis, and it was working so well. My business is just kind of going crazy busy, and I thought, I need to help more people. I need to write this down. And so I started writing a book, and that's really kind of how this all came about.
I love it.
Yeah, I will tell you that the first thing I noticed, the word reprogram, I like that word. It's not a scary word. It's an empowering word.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what? This is the way you're doing it now, but let's make it even better. Let's optimize things, and let's take a look at how you're doing things now and make some small changes. So one of the things that I think really works well for my clients, and we can compare it to a diet program tends to want people to make big changes, like a complete overhaul of eating, or perhaps writing your food down and kind of keeping track of it like that. So what I find works so great for my clients is really the ability to make it easy. So the reprogram part is really like, let's make some small changes everywhere so that you don't really notice that there's any hardship here.
Mm-hmm.
And then your brain doesn't freak out when you do it that way. You can make those changes and make them systematically and do them week after week. And pretty soon, you know, like my clients will report to me, oh my gosh, I'm not thinking about food all day long anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Now, talk to us. Did you have a struggle or something?
Yep.
Okay.
Are
you okay
sure
with sharing that?
Yep. I got married, and I don't know if this is
I got,
you know, I got married, and I gained like 50 pounds in the first year.
Okay.
Have you heard that one before?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. Are you still married? Let's start there.
Yep. Still married. Okay. Lost the weight.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yep. So I lost the weight with I've been on lots of diets. So I've been on, you know, pretty much everything that you can imagine. So, and I think that there are really good components of most diet programs out there. However, put together in a format like a lot of them do, it's kind of a cookie cutter approach. And so the thing that I find works really well for people is it has to be something that is integrated into their life. I don't want to tell my clients, and you'll see this in the book, I want you to make millions of changes or hundreds of changes, and then you'll be able to lose weight. I mean, you know, people can't stick with that. It's got to be easy. So it has to be integrated into their life.
Yeah. When you mentioned something about writing down your food, I remember a friend of mine was doing something like that. It's like, yeah, I write down everything I eat unless it's bad. I'm not writing that down.
that's pretty funny.
Know,
that's good.
And I just want to mention that because I think this is a real eye-opener for people. So I know, we know, you know, neuroscientists, you can talk to brain scientists about this. Whatever we focus on grows. Okay, so whatever we focus on, if I say to you right now or your listeners right now, hey, pay attention to your big toe. What happens? Right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
No, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah, so here's what happens when you are paying hyper attention to your food and you're writing your food down, you're paying so close attention to your food, your appetite grows.
Yeah. See, it's interesting. I don't really like, you know, when I'm not thinking about it or somebody doesn't, if I'm like concentrating on dieting, I'm like hungry. I'm like, what could I get? Where could I, you know? And then when I'm just like, I really don't eat a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
And that is really the key. I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's
portion
really,
control.
The book is trying, to facilitate that type of behavior, really. It's like, wait until you're hungry. Wait until your body tells you it's time to eat.
And you know what? Something else I also heard, Erica, is that if you drink water, a lot of times you won't actually be hungry.
Yeah, I've heard this too, and I think it's true. I think there's some proof out there that indicates sometimes we confuse the sensation of thirst for hunger.
Right.
So if we're dehydrated, our brain might think we're hungry, so we eat. So if you can stay hydrated, it will reduce how much you eat or your feeling of being hungry.
Yeah. Do you find that there's a correlation between the old saying that everything in moderation? I think that's if you have a cheeseburger every now and again, it's not that big a deal. Now, I'm guilty of having it more than once in a while, but isn't there it's like portion control and just kind of moderating things?
Absolutely. You know, my clients still eat birthday cake. They still have movie popcorn. They still have these things in moderation, and that's exactly what I'm talking about because, diets tend to be, it's about deprivation. And then guess what happens? It's like, I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good. I don't want to deprive myself. I want my clients to eat when they're hungry, stop when they're no longer hungry. They can have the cheeseburger every once in a while. I want my clients to eat healthy food, so it's got to be nutritious. If you're not getting the nutrients, your body's going to be like, hey, that's fine that you ate that, but I actually need some nutrients, so I'm still hungry, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of people do. They do. So, they deviate, and then they feel so bad that they're like, I can't do it.
Yep, and that's so hard because I call that guilty residue.
Yeah.
So you eat something, right? And in the moment, what happens is we go after this. You know, sugar really does behave like a drug in the body, so the brain loves the sugar. And you eat that in a moment, and the reason you eat it in the moment is because you get that immediate gratification. So most people to some extent, emotional eaters, stress.
Yeah. Mm.
Stress and boredom. And guess what that sugar does momentarily? It alleviates that stress. So in a moment, for about 5 minutes, you're like, I feel better. And that's what your brain is thinking. I feel better.
Wow, Erica, can we stop you right there? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And when we come back, I want to find some of your tips and stuff that you can share with us.
You bet.
Okay, great. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give away something right now. If you haven't taken your kids or you haven't done something fun with your grandchildren, go to the LA Zoo. We've got tickets for you. And, of course, you can call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500. Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and starting your day in a positive way. This is our first hour. We've got a whole nother hour after this. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we've got some amazing guests. And if you would like to be a guest on our show, or you have a business, or you have something that you want to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, we'd love to hear from you, and you could give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, we're talking with Erica Flint right now. We're talking about reprogram your weight. So, Erica, let me ask you, what are some of your favorite tools that help with healing self-love process? Let's just start there.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Healing self-love. Well, I think that we need to, everybody needs to have what I call a default response. A default response, think of the knee-jerk reaction. So somebody is mean to you at work, and you end up at the Dairy Queen drive-thru with a blizzard in your hand, right?
Okay, yeah.
You don't have to be mean to get me to do that.
I know.
No, you don't, right? Yeah. So what could you do instead? So, the way that the brain works, it's going to kick out some neurotransmitters that feel really good. We get this positive feedback when we have the sugar. So what else could you do? I love helping people find their default response. For me, it's listening to music. I love listening to music. So if I get stressed and I have my phone with me, I will listen to music. So if we can create that really good initial default response instead of the habitual things that make us feel bad, that tends to alleviate stress in the brain, and then healing can take place. Because guess what's not going to happen? I'm not going to have that guilty residue later.
Nice.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I love that. Now, you also talk about Me Matters tools that entail. What is that? And also how we can create Me Matters. So tell us a little bit about that.
I'm not familiar with that. Can you say it again? Me Matters?
Oh, that's... Okay, it says Me Matters. Is that, no?
Yeah, that's probably not my stuff.
That's interesting.
But...
Okay. I thought that was from your book. That's interesting. Okay. So tell us, like, what would be the first step that that you would start somebody on? Do you work with people?
Oh yeah. Yep. Okay. I work with people.
Okay. So
and yep.
It
and
seemed
so,
like that would be, because we have to know that we matter, right? And so I thought that would be like a tool that you work with. So maybe not.
Maybe I haven't heard that before, but I'm going to look it up afterwards.
I know. I like
maybe
it.
This is super interesting. Maybe there's a correlation in your brain going on between that and what I do.
I don't know. Okay, so... But where would you tell people to start? You know, I mean, we want to be kind to ourselves. We don't want to be judgmental. We want to, you know, usually we're that ugly person inside that's being the hard one to
our worst critic.
The worst critic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're harder on ourselves. So, how would you start that?
Oh gosh, there's so many things that I would do. But the first thing I want people to know is that we are conditioned to eat wrong. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with you. We are brought up to eat too much and eat at the wrong times. We really are. And so what I want people to understand is that they don't have to eat perfectly to lose weight. And the best thing to do is make small incremental changes during your day and feel really good about it. When you mention the negativity, one of the things that I want all my clients and all your listeners to understand is we have something called a negativity bias. And our negativity bias is biological. So what that means is we have a tendency to focus on the negative. So we have negative self-talk that goes on in our head. So all of you listeners out there, if you've ever said something mean to yourself in your head, this is very common. But it doesn't have to be that way. It's just a biological construct. You know, it's like from our caveman days when we were running from a saber-toothed tiger. If we stopped to pick that apple, the apple is the positive, we would get eaten by the tiger. So we're kind of designed to focus on the negative. What I like to ask my clients is, would you ever say that thing out loud to a loved one?
Right.
That's Everybody good. Says no. Everybody says no. And I say, so why are you saying it to yourself?
Yeah, that's so good.
And that shift usually helps people to start to do this. The other thing I would like to say to them is I say, is it working? Is all that negativity working? Are you actually making the changes? Because we know when you are negatively reinforcing a child, they don't make the changes. We want to positively reinforce people, right?
Right.
So I want my clients to focus on what's working.
Very good. Very good. Yep. I love that. Where can we get your book? And again, you know, I love this.
I'm so glad. Yeah. There's so many things that I would continue to love to share with you guys. The book itself is a hopeful message. So this is the other thing I wanted to say. A very hopeful message. People read the book and they're like, oh my gosh, maybe there is something here for me. You can find it at reprogramyourweight.com.
Okay. I love it. And thank you so much, Erica, for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone out there. And I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right. We are going to talk with our next guest and, of course, Athena Dean Holtz. And we're going to be talking about her book, Full Circle. And John, you know, you don't have a weight problem, but for people that do, I mean, you know, it's just, it's something that you're always fighting. You're always the battle, correct?
Yeah, everybody has something. So even though it's not weight, I have other things.
Yeah, we all do.
And I think she was right when she talked about what we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah.
And that's what you say. You go on this thing and you go sneak an ice cream and all of a sudden you're a horrible
bad
person. You're like, well, if I am, I might as well have more ice cream, or I might as well have more of this or more of that.
Exactly. So, well, let's bring our next guest on. Athena, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us a little bit about your book, Full Circle. And I think often life is a full circle. Sometimes we were saying, sometimes, you know, as you get older, you so appreciate your parents. Or as you get older, if you hang in your marriage long enough, you're like, oh, you know what? It all worked. And I'm so glad that I hung in there. So there's, you know, life is a full circle if you let it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I would say my full circle has kind of been from a major Job experience to a real current day Cinderella story.
Okay.
So it's something that as a you know, never hearing the gospel growing up, coming to the Lord late in life at 33, really not dealing with all my own stuff.
Yeah.
As I
became
a Christian,
right?
You know, we're a new creation. We should never struggle with anything. And so I had some misconceptions when I became a believer.
Okay.
And that kind of set me up between that and a lot of new age family history, and having been sucked into Scientology as a 20-year-old for 7 years. So I, you know, I had some things in my past, including some abuse and different things that really, as a believer, a new believer, set me up for, you know, it could have been way worse than it was, but the failure came because I didn't really understand that there were things that I needed to process in my, you know, in my life as a new believer, to understand that God needed access to those places to give me some healing.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, go ahead.
No, well, it sounds like you were searching, okay, and you know, I don't want to say, because anything that's, you know, healing or, you know, spiritual, I would say, is always good, but sometimes we look in the wrong places, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that, it's interesting when I look back at, you know, why was Scientology, why did that draw me in? Well, it appealed to my pride. It was this very insider, exclusive wow, you know, we've got an answer no one else has, and we're going to save the world with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I worked at the Celebrity Center. I signed John Travolta up for his first course. Things like that, that, you know, I mean, that was definitely something that kind of puffed me up. And so I, because I didn't know the Lord, mm-hmm. I was kind of susceptible to that. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing was that even after I became a believer and moved along in my spiritual growth, I still had some of those vulnerabilities there. So, you know, I actually ended up getting sucked in to a Christian cult that appealed to my pride.
Don't you think that
made me feel like I had information no one else had?
Right. Don't you think that, you know, each one of the different religions, I'm not really religious, but I believe in God. I believe that there's a higher power, that each one is really your searching. And so you keep hoping that this one's going to help you change your life. This one's going to help change your life. When in reality, it's about you changing your life and you changing your outlook. And then you come in line with whatever belief you have.
Well, I mean, I am a type A, you know, do it myself, get things done kind of person. And that was my kind of viewpoint for a long time because I was very successful in business. I made things happen. But what I found was a lot of my work and being driven to be successful was kind of my medication of choice to numb mm-hmm. pain that I had not dealt with. Mm-hmm. And when I actually came, you know, kind of to the end of myself and realized, man, I am a mess. that really was the point where I, as a person who thought Christians were pretty wimpy and I didn't need Jesus as a crutch, found out that I really did. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, that was my turning point that put me on, you know, another path that was different, but was fulfilling. And, you know, even though I, again, because of my vulnerabilities, ended up going off onto, you know, things that really weren't from God.
Yeah, it was interesting when you said you're successful in business and you're running around, and that's what all the things that falls into the category of all the things we do to not face what we need to face. And
yep.
Running, isolating, all these things that you go do to not, and it's so much better to face the thing. I mean, it's just, you know, what is it and come to terms with it. Now you know what you have to work on.
Absolutely. I mean, shopping, social media, there's all sorts of ways to numb our pain that are very acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when I was taking care, I ended up going and taking care of my mom in her later years when she had Alzheimer's. And there was one point where I thought, okay, this is it. She's going to die today. And I was just filled with this pain. And it wasn't all relating to that situation. There was other stuff that, you know, hadn't been dealt with that was kind of crashing in. And I realized at that moment, I knew, you know, I just didn't want to stuff the pain down and got on the computer and started working. And, you know, half an hour later realized, whoa, I needed to be able to grieve and, you know, I feel that pain and process through it. And as a culture, we don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Athena Dean Holtz about her book. Do you just have one book, Athena?
Actually, I have four, but this is three of them are not in print anymore, and this is the current one.
Okay. Yeah. What were they about?
Well, my first two were, the first one was called Consumed by Success, Reaching the Top and Finding God Wasn't There.
Mm, and that's interesting.
That was kind of my public repentance for being involved in multi-level marketing.
Okay.
So that was one of those books that either made people really mad at me or really liked me.
Wow. Okay. And what was the other?
The second one was a sequel to that, All That Glitters Is Not God, Breaking Free from the Sweet Deceit of Multi-Level Marketing.
Okay.
And I was very, very successful in that.
What kind of multi-level marketing were you in?
I was one of the first female senior vice presidents with A.L. Williams, which is now Primerica Financial Services.
Uh-huh. I remember them, yeah.
And then the other one was kind of a, not Amway, but kind of like that. It was a weight loss product that, you know, the chiropractor started, and he was kind of a quack anyway. So it kind of crumbled. But I made $25,000 a month with the 5,000 people in my organization. So when I wrote the book to challenge some of the problems that we fall into when we're in that business model, it wasn't from a place of, well, I couldn't make any money, so I'm going to write a book about it to make some money from it. No, I made big money at that.
So, okay, so let's go back to that time in your life. I mean, would you do that again? When you were successful, you weren't hurting anybody, were you?
Well, it's an interesting thing that it just, that business model specifically, because the only way you can make big money is to recruit a bunch of people and keep recruiting a bunch of people because the attrition rate is so high.
Okay.
And so I just think it, for me, and what I saw, and it wasn't just kind of a, this is my opinion, this is what I saw across the board, is that that kind of business model just messes with your motives. Everyone you look at becomes a prospect. And unless they go along with what you're doing, you kind of blow them off and don't really, I mean, that's the only way to be big time successful. And so, I don't know. I mean, I got to a place where I couldn't do it anymore, and
well,
I wouldn't do it again.
What do you do now?
I have a publishing company called Redemption Press.
Okay.
And that is, I've been in publishing for 30 years now and helping people, you know, walk through the publishing process, figure out what they want to write or how to restructure or make the manuscript the best it can be and go through all the steps to bring it to a professional quality book that can be utilized to build a speaking platform or whatever, you know, whatever the goals are the person has, whether it's to be used in their business or ministry or whatever. That's what I do. And I do a lot of speaking as well.
I know somebody who I'm going to send your way.
Is it me?
Publishing. Hey, she's right there.
I figured I'd just send you right there too,
yeah.
John.
Can we get a discount? Is there a 2-for-1?
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
We both have books, and I know that I met John to like make sure I get it done. And, you know, I'm so busy doing my radio show, which I love, but I have a couple, you know, I have a bunch of books that I need to get out there. And so, gosh, anything that you can help me, help us through that, we would love that, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people have a message.
Yes.
And unfortunately, today, it's so easy to get. I mean, you can go to CreateSpace, you know, Amazon, and upload a manuscript, a Word document, and call yourself published. And that's just so the wrong thing to do, because I've done that in the past.
Okay.
And found out I'm a speaker, not a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it like I was talking to you across the table. That's not the way you write a book.
Okay.
You know, and so I had to learn, I had to actually rewrite that first book, that Consumed by Success book, to include dialogue and description and show, don't tell, and mm-hmm. all sorts of things that I didn't know because I wasn't a trained writer.
Yeah.
And having a coach walk me through that rewrite made me a way, way better writer now. I mean, I didn't have to do that on the next two books because
right.
I learned.
Don't you think, you know, it's interesting. In my life, I've learned to fake it to make it, okay? But you can't
uh-huh.
do that in every situation, you know? And just like our first guest, or our guest that we talked to, I think it was a couple weeks ago or something, is, you know, a lot of times you need a coach. You need people that can help you get to where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and somebody that's already been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you never have a second chance to make a good first impression. And if you throw something out there that looks and feels like it's self-published, that can hurt you more than it can help
you. Right, that's your first opportunity out there for people to get to know you, and they're like, not so good. Yeah.
Yep.
So you need to make a bang, right, in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. Athena, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
You bet.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to give something away. And if you've never been to Rubio's, we've got some gift certificates for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you of our next hour. And of course, we are going to be talking with, it's so interesting, Danielle Shumsky. And we're going to be talking about how to instant pot. I just got one. My daughter was both talking about them. I'm like, all right, I'll get one. I'll try it. And so this is going to be great. They've got this great book. It's Mastering All the Functions of the One Pot That Will Change the Way You Cook. And Tom just said it's like amazing. Colleen uses it all the time. Also, we have Haley and Craig Jones and Christopher Wilkinson from American Water. We're going to be finding out about that. And, of course, that's Ventura Water, one of our big sponsors, and we so appreciate that. And then we've got J.J. Flazanes, and her book is Invisible Fitness and a Formula, Five Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame. And then last we have Mary Marinville, and we're talking about the 5th annual Ventura County Farm Day that's coming up, and we've got tickets for that. So anyways, I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. And of course, right now we're talking with Athena Dean Holtz and her book Full Circle. Athena, thank you so much for staying with us.
You bet.
Yeah. So, you know, I love your authenticness of telling us, you know, life doesn't always show up the way we want it and how we can work through that, correct?
Absolutely.
I always say life happens to us, but it's how we deal with it is how we kind of get through it and how we receive it.
Absolutely. Like asking questions, what do I need to learn from this?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if the circumstances are going to change, how I always say, God, help me change my perspective. Mm. Let me see it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I know you talk about this a little bit, and I'm not sure if you talk about it in your book, but how did losing it all help you find your way?
Well, definitely, you have a paradigm shift when you got nothing left. Mm-hmm. Because I had a $3.5 million publishing company that was stolen from me. Ooh. And lost everything. Lost my reputation, my business, my marriage, my family fell apart. I mean, it was one hot mess.
Okay.
And, you know, coming to that place and asking the question, you know, what was wrong with me that I could be that vulnerable and that deceived and think something is good when it's really bad?
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where I was, you know, pretty much willing to give up anything for it. And that was a life-changing moment to ask that question and to see, there, you know, instead of being a victim and staying a victim,
mm-hmm.
I could own my part, and
right.
where I didn't respond to the red flags, where I didn't, the warnings mm-hmm. were there, but I ignored them.
You and I ought to have coffee. I have, I mean, I have a similar story, and that's, and the only reason that I come out with a good change is I had to go through that horrible experience to realize, okay, you know, this is what matters. All that stuff was stuff. And
yep.
I remember somebody, this is a quote I see all the time, the rock bottom became the solid foundation to rebuild my life. And it's literally, I had to be laying there going, okay, I really don't care about anything, to start caring about things again. It's crazy.
Well, and when you suffer like that, when you suffer a loss and you learn to grieve in a healthy way, you actually gain empathy for others and compassion
mm-hmm.
for others. I didn't have that before. I was just, I'm doing my thing and don't get my way. And, you know, God has really changed my heart in that area, because I'm a type A, you know, choleric. I'm not, you know, not usually the person with the most compassion. And after going through what I went through, it's really changed my heart a lot.
I agree.
So what do you hope that people are going to take from this and in your book? And what's your message? That was a loaded question right there.
Well, I think they'll find hope, because, you know, when people go through, I mean, I went through spiritual abuse. That's what it was. People who said they were, you know, on God's side, and they really were just con men and people that took advantage. And there's a lot of people, you know, we end up with either narcissistic and toxic business partners or relationships or, you know, pastors or whatever. It's not just related, you know, segmented to spiritual abuse, but that those kinds of people in our lives, when we're not healthy, you know, we can be attracted, or we can be vulnerable to those types of people and get ourselves just in, you know, not a good place. And so, because I did that with gusto and, you know, actually came out the other end with a happy ending and some real restoration and redemption, you know, it gives people hope. It really does give people hope that, you know, you can grow from the suffering that you go through in life.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that, how, you know, somebody, if it's another person tearing you down, kind of exposed got to the core so that you could thrive, which, you know, it's the opposite of what they were trying to do. And it's
yep.
amazing. It's an absolute.
Yeah, it backfires on them.
Yeah, and, you know, and it that's how a lot of things work. And I think I can totally relate to your story. I
mean, yeah, you know what, though? It's interesting, because I think that you said it in the very beginning, is if you don't look at why things are happening to you, because I don't know, you know, there's times in my life where there's like a run of things that keep happening. I'm like, oh gosh, okay, let me just try to get through this. You know, it's like kind of like maintenance. I try to do
yeah.
a maintenance in my life. I remember I have a great therapist. She's been on my show several times. And we need to maintain our lives. If we start like letting everything go, it becomes this huge mountain. If we can get it when it's like these little speed bumps, mm-hmm. right, then it's kind of like, you know, you get it, and I always have like crazy ways of thinking it, but you get in your car and you know you're taking your kids to school or you're going on a field trip or something, and you don't take out, you get home and you go, I'll just do that tomorrow. And then you go on the next day and you go, oh, I'm just going to bring this and I'll take that. Before you know it, your whole car is full of stuff and you've never done anything, right?
Yeah.
And that's how life is. And if you maintain your life every single day, and it's hard to do, it's a lot of discipline, but your life will be so much easier because you're only dealing with little problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's just part of being faithful.
Yeah.
And really just going, okay, and that's not my style. I mean, that's work for me.
Yeah, no, it's work for everybody.
You know?
Are you kidding? The easy way is like, tomorrow.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Another day, another way, you know, or, you know, even to have a friend to, you know, to call them up to, you know, there's so, like you were saying, in your business, if you look at every single person as, you know, and I get that type A too, where I'm out to win. But.
Yep.
You have to balance your life because there's people that come into your life that you want to share the love with them too. It's not all business.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's one of those, I think, lifelong lessons that, you know, it's the world wants us to just put all of our stuff is what's important, not the people. And we have to have that paradigm shift to realize, no, it's people and relationships. That's where transformation can happen. That's where we can like admit, you know, something that happened to us or something we're struggling with and actually process through it with them, mm-hmm. with a safe person. You know, you can't do that with a car or a, you know, something that just makes you feel good for the moment.
Yeah, people tie things up into their job or their stuff. And I saw one the other day, it was so perfect. It said, if you died and you could see how fast your boss replaced you, you would spend much more time focusing on your family.
Wow. That says it all right there, John.
Like,
he's like, you know, I tell you, that really puts it into perspective, you know?
Yeah, it's not the be-all, end-all. And that's why I see a collaboration here. And I thought about this. You're the brighter side of life. You're full circle. So why not the circle of life?
Ooh.
You guys get together and do something.
Okay. See, John, I love it. I love it. But, you know, I mean, really, that's what life's about. And so let me ask you a question, because as life goes on, here you have this book, Full Circle. Do you have children?
I have 4 grown children and 11 grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. You beat me. I have 4 children and 3 and 1 on the way of grandchildren. So,
there you go. But I'm a newlywed, so with the blended family, it's 17 grandchildren.
Oh,
and 8
my gosh.
Adult children.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, what have you done differently to put your life back together?
I have learned to be still and go sit on a bench and just really get quiet, which it is not. It's counterintuitive for me,
mm-hmm.
But it's the place where I really am more in tune and connected with, you know, God's the one I talk to about all this stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, and I have to have that downtime to be able to connect and not be hurried and rushed. And so I've learned the hard way, you know, to do those things and that's self-care to me.
How did you learn to meditate or to quiet yourself? I can't, it's,
yeah,
next
you have a monkey brain. I do too, John. So,
yeah, there have just been some things that I've, there are certain scriptures that I'll read in the Psalms that will help me to just quiet my heart and just be still.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's helped me to be able to just, but it's, you know, it's not like I can do it for an hour. I'm telling you, because I have to continually put aside, oh, I forgot about this, and oh, I forgot about that, and oh, yeah, I got to do this, and oh, the doorbell rings, and, you know, I have to kind of have a little sheet of paper. If something comes to my mind, I write it down, and I put it aside
mm-hmm.
so that I can just get back to just being quiet.
Wow, very cool, very cool. And again, I love that. If you could share, what was your biggest, and we're at the end of our show right now, but what was the biggest thing in your life that helped you?
Well, you know, I know this, you know, probably not the most politically correct thing to say, but I have to say it was Jesus.
Okay.
And, I came to that thinking, you know, that is just like a sham and a bunch of wimpy people. But I found out that I read the book called Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, and it just radically changed my life.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone. And of course, we also have our podcast that you can listen to too, if you're out of our area. And I thank you for sharing your journey with us and to make this world a better place.
You bet. Well, it's been a delight to be with you both today.
All right. And I'd love to follow up with you after.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What if I have not
published? That sounds really good.
Let's talk.
Okay. You got it. All right. Thank you so much. Again, this is just the end of our first show. We've got a whole nother show to go, and we hope that you stay with us all the way through. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of inspiration. Nothing is more beautiful than a smile that has struggled through tears. And that's kind of like what she was really talking about, right? You know, John? Yeah. I mean, but that's what life is about. They always, when I tell people about our show, The Brighter Side, they go, oh, we need more of that. But really, how do we get there? That's what this show is all about. So with that, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.